The Blessed Virgin Mary saves a Catholic priest from hell. This is the incredible true story of Father Stephen Shire. Father Stephen was saying Mass one day in his small parish in Fredonia, Kansas. He was reading from Luke chapter 13. It was about the fruitless fig tree. The owner of the vineyard comes out to the hired hand and says, "This fig tree does not produce any fruit. Cut it down." The hired hand says, "Sir, leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." As he read these words from the lectionary, they became enlarged before his eyes and illuminated and seemed to float towards him. He finished saying Mass to the best of his ability, then went back to his rectory. He sat down in his chair and thought, "What could this all mean?" And then he remembered. Over a year earlier, he had been in a head-on collision where he was thrown from his vehicle and suffered a very serious head injury. And as he recalled that accident, all of a sudden he remembered another memory. He remembered being taken before the judgment seat of God. And there he heard the voice of Jesus. He described the voice of Jesus as loving and firm. And Jesus showed him his life, his sins, his mortal sins, his unconfessed sins. And as Jesus showed him each episode of his life, he would say, "You are guilty of," and then show him a sin. Father Stephen would reply, "Yes, Lord, I know." Then Jesus would say, "You are guilty of," and show him another scene of his life. Father Stephen would say, "Yes, Lord, I know." After showing him the entirety of his life, Jesus said, "For your sentence, you are to spend the rest of eternity in hell." Father Stephen said, "Yes, Lord, I know." His reflection upon this was, Jesus was simply honoring the choices he had made. And then Father Stephen heard a woman's voice, "Son, would you spare his life and his immortal soul?" Jesus said, "He has spent the 12 years of his priesthood on himself and not for me. Let him reap what he has deserved." The female voice responded, "But if we give him special graces and special strengths, and if it bears fruit, but if not, your will be done." There was a short pause, and Jesus said, "Mother, he is yours." Father Stephen's life was saved through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. When we hear this story, we might be tempted to think, is this possible, or has this ever happened before? And indeed it has. In fact, St. Alphonsus Liguori, Doctor of the Church, recounts a couple of these stories in his book, The Glories of Mary, where Mary intercedes for people and brings them back to life who otherwise would have gone to hell. And he brings up the point, why share these stories? This is what he says. "These examples should serve to strengthen our confidence by the consideration that if the intercession of the Divine Mother could deliver those from hell, even those who have died in sin, how much more it will prevent those from falling into hell who in life have recourse to her with the intention to amend and serve her faithfully." So to guard ourselves from falling into mortal sin, let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary's intercession to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.